Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Are men too soft now? Are men too soft?
1-855-BURT Show. So as I was eavesdropping on a conversation when I was in Toronto a couple of weeks ago, there was a table of about 5 women, all in their mid-20s, about your age, Abby, all kind of similarly complaining about dudes being too soft now, right? That they can't make decisions. You know, they end up on a date. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? No, where do you want to go? No, where do you want to go? Guys are too sensitive now, too insecure. One said something about not taking charge at all. And all of them, we sort of got in this conversation when we were in Dallas also, all of them agreed that, and maybe it's just because they're all very similar because they're all friends. They were all like sort of complaining about guys just being a little bit too soft now. So I'm curious, for women, was this an anomaly of a group that I was eavesdropping on, or as a general rule, do mid-20s that are dating, or even your 30s and you're dating now, do you just kind of feel like dudes are just soft now? 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
Well, that's how a lot of my friends feel, and it's hard to not feel that way when you're on, for example, a dating app like Hinge, and you're kind of really just asking for the bare minimum of, hey, can you just make the first move and get the conversation started? And I was actually, you know, kind of going back through my Hinge when I was looking for voice prompts for our segment on Hinge to like roast them on the internet. But, and I was looking through all these guys that I had matched with, and as a principal, I will match with them back, but I don't make the first move. And there's all these, you know, normal, great guys who can't even send me a first message because maybe they're afraid of rejection or maybe they're just lazy. And I think that's something that you notice online, but then you also start to notice patterns like that in real life too. Like, I have friends who have been dating guys for a year and they won't say that they're dating. They're just exclusive. It's bizarre.
Hmm. Ladies, you want to get in on this? 1-855-BURT-SHOW. I'm curious if, I think guys are confused now. I think that there's been such an evolution, you know, in a very positive way for women.
Especially post hashtag Me Too movement.
Yeah, I mean,
we've just trying to be respectful of women and have equal conversations. Mm-hmm. So instead of being domineering or controlling, you try to take a step back, and now that's being perceived as soft.
I think that might be some of it. That could be, yeah.
A layer, maybe
a toned down aggression. I feel like a lot of men kind of used to be a lot more aggressive at approaching women and at initiating things with women. Whereas now, I think a lot of men think twice before they use that same type of aggression.
Yeah, I don't know. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. The word aggression doesn't feel right to me, because I don't think we're talking about aggressive. I just think that it sounded, in this group of women, they just wanted dudes to be assertive. And for them, not being assertive felt soft.
Well, being assertive is sexy.
From what I've seen online, because Lord knows I'm not in the dating game, I really feel for men, because it has to be a very confusing time right now, because you are recalibrating and relearning almost how, that sounds condescending and I really don't mean it to be, but how to interact with women based off feedback you're hearing from women on social media, on TikTok and everywhere. And I really appreciate that. And I think this table of women calling men soft, I actually think it is a weird backhanded compliment, because I think it shows that men are stopping and being like, all right, what do women want? How do they want to be interacted with? Let me figure it out. And I think it's this transitional phase, and I think we'll start to see some of this assertiveness come back, because I think men are just trying to figure out the middle ground and how to act. And I really appreciate the thought being put into it. And I think you're just finding your bearings.
Now, do you feel like they're soft or they're lazy? Because I think those are two different things.
I think it's kind of a mix of both, honestly. I think sometimes that the fear of what a woman will think if they feel like it's going to be too aggressive. I think sometimes that's used as a cop out. You know, it's an excuse to be comfortable, essentially. Like if you're out at a bar and you see me across from it and you're thinking, well, I would like to approach that girl. She looks like normal and mentally stable. And you're thinking, well, no, if I approach her, she might think that she might be weirded out that I'm coming on to her. I think they're misplacing insecurities and using that as an excuse to not approach women.
Here's caller Abby. Hey, Abby, thank you for calling the Bird Show. Hi.
Hey, yes. I agree with a lot of what she just said. Being 25 and being kind of in that dating game at the time, I've found a very good guy now. But before then, it just seemed like guys were very indecisive, didn't really make decisions. It was just kind of like, well, whatever you want to do, or if you just want to come hang out. And I agree. It's just kind of there. More on the standoffish side, not really knowing how to make decisions.
I think dudes are nervous to assume that they should be the one making decisions now, because the message is, I think, you know, and here I am speaking for all men, because that's what I do. I think the messages are sort of mixed now, and because I think men are interpreting like, hey, this is a time of equality or getting closer to equality, that I'm not going to make plans. I'm going to ask her what she wants to do. And it sounded to me like on this table, it was like, just do it. Like, I don't want to vote in this thing. Just do it, man.
Stop second guessing yourself. I think a lot of the men second guess themselves. Like, I know what Abby is saying about approaching with my friends that are still in the dating game. When I'm out, I have to encourage them to approach a woman. They won't just do it. Like, I think she's attractive, but you don't want to get rejected, like you said, or you don't want to seem aggressive, because a lot of times you feel like women don't go out for that. You don't go out to be hit on all the time. So it's like, what do you do in that situation? I think there is a lot of confusion on how men are supposed to react in those situations.
Here's Caitlin. Good morning, Caitlin. Thanks for joining the convo. What's up?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I'm coming out of a 4-year relationship. And I'm getting back into the dating scene, and what I'm seeing is that it's not necessarily that guys are getting soft, but I feel like society as a whole is changing in the reversal of, I would say, lack of better term, a gender role.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the men being the one to take charge and paying and making sure that everything is all set, now there's a woman that they have to now take charge and be set. And it's the same expectations that women once had on men, but it's reversed.
My friend who's recently divorced and she's back in the dating game, and she's not in her 20s, she's older, but she says what she has noticed about the guys that she's meeting on dating apps is that they're very insecure and needy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Hey, Nikki, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's up?
Thank you. I just want to say I definitely feel like the guys today are a little bit soft. I've had guys say they want to be like passenger princesses and stuff, and I'm like, but baby, you're the driver. So if you want to lead, you have to show me that you're capable of leading, and I'll be willing to follow. They say they want a traditional woman, but are you a traditional man? It's simple as that.
So for years, I think that men were driving, and then I think the messages now are like, hey, ask me if you want me to drive or not. So now guys are asking, and what you're saying is, just drive.
Just drive. Like, no, don't ask me. I don't want to do it. You need to lead me, and I'll just follow. Like, simple.
So we got into this conversation in Dallas about the masculine and feminine. So there are a bunch of books out there of, like, getting into your gender roles now, and a man should lead, a man should schedule, allowing a woman to naturally, this is according to the book that I'm listening to, get into her feminine, right? So it's on the guy to be this sort of leader of the family, and in that way you can achieve polarity. I don't agree with it. I'm just listening to it.
It's a very patriarchal stance, which that's fine. There's nothing wrong like that. Just call her. If she wants the man to lead the family and her to follow, literally zero things wrong. I just think you do need to be in a relationship where you need to ask, because if you're matched up with a woman like who doesn't want that, well, then now you've got problems, and that's where they'll be like, stop being so aggressive or whatever. And so I think we really have to. It's hard. We always blanket statement, I think, men and women. And I think we're at a point where we're like, everyone woman and every one man is so different, are looking for different things. There is no one size fits all solution.
I think that speaks volumes that my feminine energy is based on a man's masculinity. Like, I don't feel like my feminine energy should be determined by a man.
Yeah, I'm only halfway through it, so I don't even know if I represented it right. Hey, Tam, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I think it's like a combination of laziness, insecurity, and they're just soft because they don't have to work for us women as much anymore. I mean, what's the first thing we do? Everybody goes on social media. You're already seeing what you're getting. You're putting everything out there. What did it work for? If I'm already seeing what I'm getting and I'm seeing everything that's around me, why do I have to work for you if you're going to give it away to everybody else? I think it's the value of what we put out with each other is vice versa. The roles are all reversed. Y'all, we're putting out there all of our business and everything, and there's no mystery to it.
You agree with that, Abby?
Yes, to an extent, for sure. I when it comes to like the masculine and feminine, I think there's some truth to it, but I'm also a conventionally traditional feminine woman, and not, again, like Cassie said, not everyone's looking for that. I just happen to be looking for a man who is in the driver's seat. So if you are out there, hit me up in 6 months when I'm ready to date again.
You need to have a license to date, Abby. There you go.
The Burt Show.